Bailey News Nearman. I'm hoping that former longtime Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir goes on trial Tuesday in Khartoum for his role in the military coup, which initially brought him to power 3 decades ago. The former head of state is already serving a 2-year prison term for corruption. He was ousted from power last year following nationwide anti-government protests. The 76-year-old al-Bashir and 16 others have been implicated in the 1989 military takeover of the government. The trial comes as Sudan's transitional government launches reforms with the goal of regaining acceptance among the international community. Sudan has also promised to hand over al-Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on war crimes and genocide charges related to the 2003 Darfur conflict, when rebels began an insurrection to protest the Sudanese government's disregard for the non-Arab people in the western region. At least 300,000 people died during the conflict, and millions of others were displaced. Egypt's parliament approved a possible deployment of troops outside its borders after President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi and U.S. President Donald Trump spoke by phone and reportedly agreed to maintain a ceasefire in Libya and avoid an escalation in that country. The UN's International Organization for Migration, or IOM, says more than 10,000 people in this conflict-ridden country have fled their homes since April in fear of contracting COVID-19. Nearly 6 years of conflict in Yemen have displaced more than 3 million residents within their country, again with the novel coronavirus being the latest cause of internal displacement. IOM spokesman Paul Dillon says the impact on the most vulnerable is particularly acute, with people even selling their children's clothes to meet basic needs, and former maids begging in the streets because employers are afraid to hire them in case they may be infected. World Health Organization says that infections in Yemen could be over 1,600, including